are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's already Tuesday, the 11th day of November 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have Tito Howard, who was on board the USS Liberty back in 1968 when the ship came under attack, and we're going to be talking about the film he made several years ago, The Loss of Liberty. In the past, we've had former Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, and others on. I'm going to be getting Captain Boston on the show later this week. We're going to do several hours on this because it's now come out in the mainstream news. People at the highest levels of the Pentagon, face-to-face, when LBJ and McNamara covered up the fact that the Israelis intentionally attacked the USS Liberty. And I've talked over the years to dozens of the survivors on air, and they agree that the U.S. government was in control of that ship, ordering the Israelis to attack it, to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. This has now come out mainstream news, so we'll be going over that in the second hour of the show. So stay with us and tell your friends and family to tune in. I got a call this morning from a friend, and he was saying, Alex, I need specifics on this partial birth abortion ban not being really a ban of the procedure. And so I looked around for a few minutes, found a couple of the news articles. We're going to post them if they're not already posted on Infowars.com. And I guess it's really open for debate. And so I'm not the medical expert on partial birth abortion, so I'm going to have the National Right to Life groups on the show. I'm going to have the people on the groups on that are saying this isn't a real ban of partial birth abortion. A lot of people want to say that Bush is this big Christian conservative. Well, I know what's not debatable. The guy signed on to UNESCO, the UN, which pushes abortion. He increased funding to UNESCO. I know that Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove. I know he clapped to summon the demon at the Shinto shrine in Tokyo. I know that he has Muslim prayer meetings. I know that the guy is deeply into the occult. And still, people deny that and say, well, it's debatable. Maybe he's just having fun at Skull and Bones. Maybe he's just having fun at the Bohemian Grove. There's a lot of denial out there about the type of individual that George W. Bush is. But this is debatable, whether it's a ban on partial birth abortion. So I'm going to, as I said, I'd set up guests on the USS Liberty. Give me a few days. I'll set up the National Right to Life Organization Foundation. I'll get on the show. In fact, I've already emailed him this morning. David Brownlow of News with Views, who I've seen write great articles in the past, who says that the partial birth abortion ban is a fraud. And I'll get on a couple of the other conservative writers that have said the same thing, and then we'll let you listen and decide. Because, I mean, again, it depends on what the word is means. It's more of this doublespeak. And Bush had to do something because the Republicans have the legislature, the executive, the judicial. I mean, we see this Republican-controlled Supreme Court saying that sodomy is A-OK. Maybe you're in denial about that, too. I don't know. Those points aren't debatable, though. This is debatable about the partial birth abortion ban because it's all done in lawyer speak, and it's up to the discretion, really, of the doctors, and now they've got the courts piling in on the debate. So we'll talk about that, too. There's just so much crazy news. Remember that BBC reporter who said that rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and gays? He said homosexuals. Well, he got arrested. Now the big bishop over there is going to be arrested because he He said that homosexuality isn't good.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 11th day of November 2003. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us today. We have Tito Howard, who's been at the head of the Liberty Committee, the group that has Admiral Moore and several other admirals, dozens of captains, many of the victims who were on board the USS Liberty in the late 1960s. And it happened June 8th, 1967. I said June 8th, 1968. I'm bad on dates, but here's the article right in front of me. And it has now come out that Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty, his statement was read by Rear Admiral Merlin Starling, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, following her portions of what was read. And we covered this yesterday about how LBJ ordered them, this is now on the record, as we told you years ago, but here it is on the record, to lie, even though they knew that it was a deliberate attack by the Israelis on that spy ship, that they were ordered to lie about it. And also on Veterans Day, Bush is cutting benefits, they announced that yesterday, to veterans, veterans of the Gulf War. They're, quote, taking their disability checks to, quote, pay for the new war in Iraq. A mother of seven is being ordered back to Iraq, despite the fact that, that she may lose custody of her children. It looks like the depleted uranium levels are even higher than we first were hearing about in the mainstream media. They're higher than 1,900 times. So we'll talk about supporting the veterans here on the show as well. And I can think of no better way to honor the veterans than to tell the truth of what happened to some of the folks, including the Congressional Medal of Honor winner, the captain of the USS Liberty back in 1967. And this is now on the record, no debating it. I've been criticized for having the crew of the USS Liberty on, for having Admiral Thomas Moore on. I've been criticized for having Tito Howard on, why the History Channel says the attack on the Liberty was an accident. How dare I say this? Well, you know, I can't help it if I have the actual victims, the actual heroes on the show. I can't help it if the Jewish newspapers admit it and the Israeli pilots admitted it and didn't want to attack the ship. I can't help it if LBJ had the fighter aircraft turned back. I can't help it if it fits in with the Northwoods plan. I can't help the facts. I can't. You know, I do my best here, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight, to tell the truth. You know, I got up here just a few days after the Jessica Lynch story came out and serious questions began to surface, and I said, looks like a fraud. Then we found out Jerry Bruckheimer, the big Hollywood producer and director, was involved in scripting it. That was admitted by the BBC. Now a bunch of people involved with the case have turned up dead. People who've been blowing the whistle on the fact that the Jessica Lynch story wasn't true. Oh, by the way, the woman that filed the rape charge, the 38-year-old woman that filed the rape charge against George W. Bush, the Houston Chronicle did report that she died of a gunshot wound to the head a couple weeks ago. We just learned of this. I have the Houston Chronicle article here in the stack today, and that's being posted on Infowars.com as well. I stayed away from that case. I mentioned it two or three times. I said, I don't know if it's true. Any wacko could claim this. You know, this type of stuff happens. We don't know. She could be telling the truth. But now she's dead. Wow. Kind of like the guy that wrote Fortunate Son about Bush and cocaine use, ending up dead in an Arkansas hotel bathtub. We also have a few weeks to go, and the transcript of this from CNN is on Infowars.com, being posted right alongside the Houston Chronicle obituary. Barbara Bush, the matriarch of the family, has gone public saying, if you criticize my family, my children, my husband, you're dead. So what do you think about that? Just a lot of death swirling around. Now, I remember about 2 days after the Patriot Act passed, even before Ron Paul had made statements on the subject, I went and got the bill. I read almost the entire bill. I spent hours and hours and hours over two nights reading it. I wrote an analysis that's still posted on the site of Patriot Act 1, where I said it has secret warrantless searches. It will be used against the general public. It will violate your rights at every level. And I got a lot of criticism for that one, too. And they said, no, it's only to stop the Muslims. It's only to stop the terrorists. It's only to stop the foreigners. And I said, Section 802 says it's for any action that endangers human life. It's a violation of any federal or state law. And now the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the Associated Press, the Washington Times, ABC News, they've all been reporting it's being used for marijuana, family violence, check writing, hot check writing, sending emails, spams. It's being used across the board. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal, with one of the worst cases I've seen, is using it. The Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting on the feds using it to go after a topless bar owner they think paid off a county commissioner for favorable zoning changes. I'm no fan of the topless bars or that type of lifestyle, but my point here is that it has nothing to do with terrorism. And here it is for you. Now, I throw all that out there because I've gotten a few emails and a few phone calls by good folks asking, Alex, you know, where's the articles, where's the proof that this isn't a ban on partial birth abortion that took place a couple weeks ago and that Bush signed into law? Where's the proof? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have David Brownlow, of News with Views on, and I've read his articles over the last few years and found them to be very accurate, very insightful. And I saw a couple other articles by some pro-life groups saying, well, this isn't strong enough, but it's a start. And Mr. Brownlow says that the partial birth abortion ban is a fraud, is a scam. So I'm going to get Mr. Brownlow up, and I'm going to get some of the big pro-life groups that we've supported and had on the show on, and we'll have a discussion about this, and I guess I'll try to make up my mind, and I guess you can try to make up your mind. I will reserve judgment and say that I'm not totally sure that there was a ban on partial birth abortion, or that there wasn't a ban on partial birth abortion, because questions have been raised, and I don't have definitive answers. I've read the bill. I need to print the bill again. I need to read it again. It's going to take hours, and it's going to take a while to set up these guests, but we will have a two-hour show. We'll do two-thirds of a show. We'll do 2 hours of a broadcast, and longer if need be. We'll do several shows if need be on this subject. We'll take your calls from folks in the pro-life movement, like myself. Been in it for about 8 years, not as long as a lot of people, and we will come to a consensus here on this broadcast. Let me right now, though, read the David Brownlow article of September 25th, 2003. Okay, so this is from a couple weeks ago. After 30 years, and here's the headline, the partial birth abortion scam. After 30 years of empty promises by pro-life leaders in the U.S. Congress, it came as no surprise that they would pass a completely meaningless ban on a barbaric and indefensible method of child killing known as the partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion. Senate Bill S-3 and House Bill H.R. 760 provide ironclad proof that it is impossible to spend decades voting for the lesser of two evils and end up with anything but evil. It does look like the Senate and the House will work out the language in their respective bills and send it on for the President Bush to sign it. Unfortunately, there appears to be no argument on the key wording of the actual ban. Now, again, I have read the bill from this point on. I don't know if they changed it right before Bush signed it, right before it finally passed. We'll find out. Both of the bills allow a doctor to kill a child during the very process of birth until, in the case of the head first presentation, the entire fetal head is outside the body of the mother, or in the case of a breech presentation, the child should be killed before any part of the fetal trunk past the navel is outside of the body of the mother. Actual text of S3 and HR 760 in quotes. This is not a ban. Those are targeting coordinates, plain and simple. The abortionists may be cunning, but they are certainly not stupid. This will not even slow them down. A law that only protects a child in the last 10 seconds of a 9-month pregnancy is a total fraud. It is hard to imagine how anyone could even write a law that would provide fewer restrictions on the legal killing of a human being. As such, it is highly unlikely that even one child will be saved using the language of this ban. And a somewhat stunning setback for the cause of the unborn, while the pro-life members of the U.S. House managed to simply pass a meaningless piece of pro-life legislation, the pro-life members of the U.S. Senate have taken betrayal to a whole new level. Most in the pro-life community chose to ignore the poison that was slipped into Section 4 of the March 2003 Senate version of the ban as part of S-348. Republicans and 16 Democrats voted to approve the sense of the Senate concerning Roe v. Wade, which says, findings, the Senate finds that abortion has been a legal and constitutionally protected medical procedure throughout the United States since the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, 410 U.S. 113, 1973, and two, it goes, the 1973 Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade established constitutionally based limits on the power of states to restrict the right of a woman to choose to terminate a pregnancy. B, sense of the Senate, in the sense of the Senate that the decision of the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade, 410 U.S. 113, 1973, was appropriate and secures an important constitutional right, and two of Part B, such decision should not be overturned. And it says every Republican senator who ever told us they were pro-life is simply amazing. Now, look, the point here is, while we're all celebrating how Christian and good Bush is, the point is you still have, and you can't debate this, late-term third trimester, 9 months, abortions going on. That needs to be banned, not just pulling the baby's head out and killing it. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a giant stack of really important news here, a bunch of phone calls. So I want to hurry, but I want to spend a little bit more time here from this article that I was babbling through by David Brownlow from News with Views. And again, it's up on InfoWars.com right now, and I agree with these points he makes. This bill needs to die for a number of reasons, and he goes on. It is a complete fraud. It won't save any lives. The signatures of the pro-life Republicans who voted for to reaffirm Roe v. Wade will permanently stay in the congressional record. Talking about the sense of the Senate statement that a bunch of Republicans signed on to reaffirming Roe v. Wade. 4, it will give political cover to the phony pro-lifers in Congress. Hey, I'm pro-life. I voted for the ban. 5, it will give the Congress an excuse not to pass a real pro-life bill, such as Article 3 reversal of Roe v. Wade or the inclusion of the unborn in the Fifth Amendment definition of a person. It will give comfort to pro-lifers that something is being done to save children when, in fact, nothing is being done. Millions will continue to die when the bill is passed. And, again, the bill was passed. But I'm going to have this guy on, and I'm going to have some of the good pro-life groups on, and we'll... I mean, it obviously does something. It means they can't, you know, suck the baby's brains out and crush its skull. It limits much of the partial birth abortion procedure. But, again, as this writer says, in the last few minutes of a 9-month process, to be able to kill a baby that can be adopted right there on the spot in the last trimester is totally insane and totally wicked. And I'm hearing a lot of people celebrate how great Bush is and what a wonderful job he did and how, you know, we should just thank God for him. And folks, I thank God for all the pro-lifers that have gone to jail, all the people that have protested and demonstrated and written letters and contributed money and supported radio stations that speak out against this abomination. I mean, look at George Bush's wife out there promoting Roe v. Wade. We need to understand that the battle has just begun on this subject. But I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and if I'm wrong in saying that they haven't really banned partial birth abortion, if these other writers are wrong in saying that, then we're going to find out. I mean, I occasionally am wrong about things. I pray that they've really banned partial birth abortion. But from the other articles I've read on this subject, from what doctors have been saying is the abortionists are just going to kill the baby up in the womb and take it out of the woman's body. And so, yes, one of the more grisly forms of abortion may have been restricted if the socialist are defeated with what these wicked federal courts are doing. But to say, oh, we've had this great victory, look how good George Bush is, the Republicans have the Supreme Court. The Republicans have the governorships. The Republicans have the legislatures. They have the House and the Senate. They have the executive. We need to repeal Roe v. Wade. And look, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. But the numbers on abortion have shifted. Now the majority of men and women, the vast majority, what is it, 68% of women and 72% going from memory of men are now against abortion, period. So we have the majority, but it's just like illegal immigration. 80%+ of Americans are against open borders and all these illegal aliens, but you see the Republicans and the Democrats moving forward with it. So again, now you're welcome to call in on this subject. I'm going to have to spend some time tonight going back over the bill, and again, I'm going to set up some guests on this subject, and we're going to have a debate about it. Now, I haven't made my mind up, because reading this legalese is complex, but I lean towards what David Brownlow of News with Views and what others have said, that it's a scam. But again, if I'm wrong, praise God, that would be a wonderful thing. But I don't disagree with his points about how this is a psychological salve, that, oh, they can't kill the baby outside the womb now. Isn't that great? They can just kill the baby inside the womb. Oh, George Bush is such a good Christian conservative. Now, let me tell you about some of the news that's coming up, then we'll go to these calls. Police to question bishop over gay cure comment. The bishop, Reverend Peter Forster, Bishop of Chester, will be questioned by the constabulary after the force received a complaint about his comments in a local newspaper last week. He said that we should reach out to homosexuals, try to wake them up, try to reform them. And they've already arrested BBC reporters and others for doing this. Now they want to take him into custody for questioning, decide if he should be charged. And they're consulting with the Scotland Yard Diversity Unit. Now, folks, talk about mind control. Talk about thought crimes. This is it. So we'll get into that and a bunch of what they're doing to the troops on Veterans Day and your calls all on the other side. But for those that have read the bill, for those that have seen the debates, do you think this was a ban on partial birth abortion? Is it a ban on late-term abortion? We'll talk about it on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80%. On car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Blazing Saddle. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're about to go to Brock and Wes and Dean and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. You know, folks, I just have a bad feeling overall, and I've learned to follow my discernment, not just the evidence in front of me, about this so-called partial birth abortion ban. We're going to get to the bottom of this and find out what it actually does. But from the reading of it, they can still kill the baby up in the birth canal, and they just can't pull its head out and suck its brains out and kill it if any part of it has come out of the womb. Now, again, I just have news articles that quote the subsections. I don't have the bill in front of me today, but I am going to read it and go over it, and, as I said, have some guests on about this subject. But overall, this worship of the Republican Party and this defense of George Bush and all these neocons saying, oh, look, he signed this. He's good now. We knew it all along. He's a good Christian. I know that's a fraud. I know he says he's going to sign that assault weapons ban. I know he's for blanket amnesty and open borders. I know he signed on to UNESCO. I know he's expanded the size of the federal government. I know he signed the Patriot Act and wants to sign Patriot Act 2. And I know they're using that against the American people. And I know they've got the Pentagon lying in our media and sending out fake letters that weren't signed by the soldiers about how much they love the war. And I know they're not allowing bids for the reconstruction of Iraq. I know that legions, you know, the fruits of the New World Order are all around us, whether it's Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. And I'm not going to be sucked into all this partisanship. You know, Al Gore comes out a few days ago and says, George Bush has got us marching towards 1984 in an Orwellian society. And CNS News rightfully points out that, wait a minute, the Patriot Act is part of a 10-year plan that Al Gore publicly called for. Why Bill Clinton tried to pass many of the subsections that are in Patriot Act 1 and 2. And Al Gore, when he was a senator, was there supporting John Ashcroft on similar legislation. So just see what happens is conservatives, good people, see Al Gore come out against something. And so, oh, the Patriot Act must be good. You know, I was listening, before I go to these calls and much other news, I was listening to talk radio this morning, a local talk show. I listened to 10 minutes. I was driving to the office supply store to buy some more paper to print these articles. And I listened about 10 minutes, and I heard an ad for 24 tonight about biological attack. You know, the government has to take all your rights away. Kiefer Sutherland, we're going to get hit by bioweapons. Next ad, OnStar, keeps you safe, unlocks your car. Or if you're stranded, they save you with satellite tracking. Next ad, tonight on KI, children on drugs want to rob you. What they're doing to fight juvenile crime. You're not safe. Only the police can save you. Then they come back and the show is talking about how good the Patriot Act is. It's wall-to-wall propaganda in the ads, in the TV shows, in the radio shows, in the newspapers, everywhere. And we try to decipher all of this. We try to find out what's really going on, what's really happening. And that's the job of this show. We're trying to get people to think for themselves. Now, again, coming up, police to question Bishop over gay cure comment. You're not allowed to criticize homosexuals, even use the word homosexual, in England. And we've reposted the BBC article from last year where they arrested the big BBC host of the Rural Affairs show, A Man and His Dog, where he walks around the countryside with his dog, kind of a Rural Affairs program, well, that's what it's called. We had him on the show. He just said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals, and Scotland Yard Diversity Unit had him arrested for the word homosexual. They said that's hateful. But let me cover this Bishop article now, then I'll go to Brock West, Dean, and others. Police to question Bishop over gay cure comment. Notice they say gay, can't say the word homosexual. This is out of the London Independent. A bishop who called on homosexuals to seek medical help to change their sexuality is to be interviewed by police. The retired Reverend Peter Foster, Bishop of Chester, will be questioned by Cheshire Constabulary after the force received a complaint about his comments in the local newspaper last week. The Anglican bishop, who opposed both the consecration of the openly gay, can't use the scientific word homosexual, that's illegal in England, Gene Robinson, as Bishop of New Hampshire in the U.S., and the proposed appointment of Canon Jeffrey John, a celibate homosexual, as Bishop of Reading, said he would encourage gay people to try reorientation. He said some people who are primarily homosexual can reintegrate themselves, he added. I would not set myself up as a medical specialist on the subject. That is in the area of psychiatric health. He didn't even say it was wrong. And it is true that most homosexuals can shift back into being a heterosexual. Cheshire police confirmed yesterday that they plan to speak to the bishop. Assistant Chief Constable Graeme Gerhard said, "We are aware of the article put in the Chester Chronicle, and have received a complaint." He continued, "We will examine the issues raised in the complaint and will speak to the reporter and the Bishop of Chester before considering any further action." A spokesman said the force would send a copy of the article to the Crown Prosecution Service to see if an offense had been committed. Now, again, they arrested the BBC guy, quote, took him into custody for questioning, It looks like that's going to happen here. The bishop's comments to the Chester Chronicle came as the Church of England faces the prospect of a worldwide schism over the consecration of Bishop Robinson, which was bitterly opposed by the Anglicans in developing countries. His comments also follow a study at Columbia University in New York, which suggests some homosexuals can become predominantly heterosexual through psychotherapy. The study was based on interviews with 200 men and women who said their sexual preferences had been changed by therapy, often providing by religious organizations. So this guy doesn't even criticize it when the Bible says it's bad. Doesn't even criticize it. He says, well, maybe we can try to get folks to reintegrate into being heterosexuals. And for that, oh, you got to come in for questioning at the police department. And the article goes on from there. Don't have time to read anymore. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And on InfoWars.com, we have posted the BBC article where they arrested the BBC reporter, where the Scotland Yard is quoted in there as saying he used the word homosexual. That is unacceptable. That is illegal. They have the head of the Scotland Yard Diversity Unit. They're having hate crime raids on people that said something to someone in the street. Meanwhile, there's record gun deaths, stabbing deaths, muggings, 3.5 million cameras in the country, total police state, and the police are out focusing on what you said or what you did. And it's not just criticizing homosexuals. There have been ministers who've been fired or arrested or fined because they called the EU criminal or they criticized the European Union. And our Supreme Court, our dear Republican court, along with their willing accomplices, the Democrats, have said on the record they're going to follow the rulings of the UN. The only member on the record against it is Scalia. That's the only person not making these statements about following the UN's orders. All right, let's go to Brock in Canada. Brock, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to sort of take us down an example of, you know, in this country, we have a terrible justice system, you know, where people can, you know, mug and break and enter and get off scot-free. And I'm just wondering, with this terrible lack of justice, is there a Judas goat leading us somewhere? Like, is there going to be New World Order laws that are going to come in where, you know, people are going to have to pay for certain crimes? Or are they going to let the break and enter criminals off and just demonize others?
Well, California and England are models. So is Australia. I read the article last Friday, and it said it. Out of the Sydney Morning Herald, an activist sent an email to the government, to the U.S. consulate, protesting the Iraq war, and it said he didn't threaten anybody. It's just illegal to demonstrate or to organize or to protest now in Australia. Now, folks, that's what they said. That's the law 4 years after taking the guns. In England, you get taken into custody, you get questioned, you get arrested, you get indicted. You know, they've had, according to the BBC, you know, articles about 200 homes raided in one night for hate comments. And these are, so they arrest an average person for making a comment, or allegedly making a comment that isn't even inflammatory, a comment that's covered under free speech. But then they go out and get prominent people as well to create the chilling effect. So, sir, I have trouble getting books and videos into your country. They won't even let conservative speakers come up there and speak in your country. Canada is so controlled. So we already have the New World Order laws. Governor Mark Schweiker of Pennsylvania, according to CNS News, the Associated Press, passed a law that if preachers read out of the Old Testament comments that are against homosexuals, they can be held liable criminally or civilly. So this is happening everywhere. A guy was arrested in Utah for calling someone the N-word. I don't agree with calling someone the N-word, though the black man was assaulting his wife and called him racial terms towards white people. But in front of the crowd, when the reporter was being choked by the black coach, the woman's husband ran over and called him a name back, and he was arrested, and she lost her job, according to the Boise newspaper, according to WorldNet Daily.
Well, it seems that, you know, I see here, you know, violent, you know, young punks, and they over and over just get revolving door through the courts, and yet you can be arrested for calling someone a homosexual. Do you see the laws still remaining lax where, you know, people, old people can be beaten up and home invaded? Or do you think they'll come down on that, too, on a new world order?
Well, you're in Canada, and we've read the articles where if you defend yourself in your home, they'll indict you, release the criminal. Look at all the cases with the farmers and the and even Harrison, the Beatle, and there was some woman who was being stabbed, and the husband stabbed the intruder. He got indicted. The police questioned Harrison, who's dead now, but... when they were attacking his wife and stabbing him, his wife finally hit him over the head with a lamp, and they questioned her considering an indictment. I mean, this is the insanity, but this is about training us to accept abuse. And so the statistics are out there. Nonviolent offenders stay in longer than violent offenders because they make better whack-and-hut workers, private prison workers. Violent offenders are released to continue to create the crisis.
Yes, well, I believe that. My other question was going to be, is the New World Order behind schedule? I kind of think it is.
It is way behind. We've had a lot of victories, and we need to celebrate those victories. But we haven't won the war against the Patriot Act. We haven't won the war against abortion. And a lot of these are just surface victories, but at least they're having to respond to us. Thanks for the call. That's the key. Wes in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Now that I can give extract my size 14 foot from my mouth, I'd like to say mea culpa for that that mistake I made yesterday. You were really right on the button. I researched the heck out of that.
What did you research? I forget the call.
The liberty. I was questioning why Israel would want to... try to drag us into a war against Egypt when they seem to be doing so well on their own.
Israel, and again, I get attacked by the ADL. I get attacked by the Nazis. I mean, there are a bunch of websites, you know, saying I'm a Mossad agent. It's totally ridiculous. And yeah, I'm an Easter bunny, too, and a Chinese jet pilot. But the point here is Israel didn't control that ship. Israel didn't turn back the fighter jets. Israel wasn't shipping the weapons to Israel. Israel was following orders, and that doesn't defend them. Israel was being used as the proxy to attack our ship.
Yeah, I mean, that was perfectly clear from the research I did yesterday.
Well, I mean, this stuff's in the you know, Associated Press now. It's not a secret anymore.
I just wanted to say that, you know, when we talk about partial birth abortion or abortion even in the first trimester, when you stop and think that a country whose very first words in its Declaration of Independence include life, liberty, and so forth, that without life you can forget about liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, I mean, it's like the media saying that Terry Schiavo was a vegetable when she wasn't.
When she wasn't, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's the same thing. But all I'm saying is people I respect are saying this isn't a real ban, that it just restricts the way they can do a partial birth abortion. I don't know. I'm going to find out the answers, and I hope it's a real ban.
You know what, Alex? No matter where the heck it takes, that's what I'm saying. When we stoop to the level of turning a chamber...
It's a compromise. The Republicans control everything.
Sure.
Where is the ban on Roe v. Wade? I want it now, and I don't want to hear that it's politically unpopular. The death crowd's going to vote for the Democrats regardless of what we do, and the majority of Americans are now against abortion. We've been winning this fight. We're right down to the goal line. Let's go ahead and run it up the middle and win this thing.
Absolutely. I mean, I stand behind you 100%.
That's what I'm saying. This whole thing stinks because we're all thanking George Bush for saying you can't kill the baby out of the womb. Let's get a ban at least on third trimester.
Yeah, I mean,
now if Bush did that, I have to tell you, that right there would be wonderful.
It would also make me almost believe he was a Christian, but I'm not buying it. You know, you've said this.
Oh, I get criticized for saying he's a member of the Grove, and I don't have proof he's at the Grove when there's 100 news articles from the Washington Times to the San Francisco Chronicle with him getting off a jet going in there.
Well, I mean, you were there.
People, well, I didn't get video of his face.
Look, excuse me, so what? You know, I trust you. You know,
wait a minute. A week later, when I got back, they announced on CNN that he picked Dick Cheney at the Grove.
Oh, I see. Okay,
I mean, it's ridiculous. They admit he goes to the Grove. They admit he's Skull and Bones.
Yeah,
but still, there's this denial.
This set a stronghold of Christianity. I'm sorry. You know, you can walk the walk. I mean, you can talk the talk, but unless you walk the walk, you don't have me convinced. So
my point is, even if you're not a Christian, you should be against abortion.
Well, sure. Absolutely. It's murder, no matter which way you look at it. You know.
And see, now it's euthanasia. Now it's eugenics. Now it's... See, it's all the other stuff that comes with it.
Yeah, all these names. But you know what, Alex? The day that women start bearing chickens is when I'll accept that abortion's okay. I mean, what are they trying to convince us that is growing in that woman's body?
Well, it's amazing, and
it's a human being, for Pete's sake. It's just it's a small human being, but it's a human being. And if you leave it the heck alone, eventually in 9 months you're going to have
a human being. Is with partial birth abortion or late term abortion, you can adopt those babies. It needs to be illegal. That's where we start. Again, we've got to keep moving forward.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Dean and others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Then we've got Tito Howard coming on the show from the USS Liberty, one of the survivors. Later in the week, we've got Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel, who was face-to-face with LBJ when he told him, you cover this up. And they've now talked about this in press conferences on the record. Got a bunch of people coming up. We're going to do several shows on this. And again, several shows on what really happened with the partial birth abortion ban. Does it really change anything of substance, or does it just give different targeting coordinates to the murderers, to the abortionists there at the abortuaries? Before I go any further, though, I've made my 10th film, Matrix of Evil. It's got Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. It's got Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, excerpts of three speeches I've given, my entire speech before the Austin City Council, before they threw out the Patriot Act. It's got a lot of different news clips and documents. It's a very powerful video full of solutions. Matrix of Evil. Over 2 hours long, $25.95. But when you order three or more of any of the 10 videos, Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, it drops down to $20 per video, and your purchase also makes this show possible. Go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, order the videos, the books, the audio cassettes, the CDs via our secure online shopping cart, or call toll free at 1-888-253-3139. And continue to make copies of the videos. Continue to air them on your local cable channels. Continue to give them to your local pastors. Continue to show them at your local VFW hall or there at the local movie theater. It's having a massive effect. Keep it up. 1-888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's up to you to wake people up. Dean in Canada, another call from Canada. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I spoke to you the other day. Thank you very much for your answer. Bohemian Grove, who are the 1,000 people that are watching, and how did you get in? And after that, I have another question for you.
Well, in my video, when you called a couple weeks ago, I asked you, have you seen the video? And you said you hadn't seen Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, but the first hour of the 2-hour and 5-minute film is flying there with the British media covering my infiltration, how we snuck in, maps of the Grove, video of us sneaking in. I basically climbed on my hands and knees across fallen trees through a swamp-like moat they dug out up over a fence into the parking area. Then I posed as a Grove member and climbed on one of the shuttle buses that took me into the 2,700-acre Redwood Grove. And who were the 1,000 people? Well, the member list has been public, and it's posted at the Sonoma County, Free Press Group that's been protesting it for 22 years. And it's the heads of major banks, governors, Hollywood people, who's who of the elite, basically. Bilderberg Group members, CFR members, Trilateral Commission members. That's who goes to the Grove.
Wow, that's amazing that there are actually, you know, there's at least 1,000 people out there.
Yeah, the number total of membership's about 1,400.
Astounding. Switch topics now. Everyone that's educating us about, you know, the Illuminati, New World Order, et cetera, is always doing it in contrast with Christianity, which puts Christianity in a favorable...
Well, what does that say about Christianity, that we're the people fighting the New World Order?
I'm not sure what it says, but that's what one thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, what? I've got Tito Howard coming on the show, but we'll get him on in about 5 minutes. Stay there, and I'll try to answer your question when we start the next hour, but I'm not exactly sure what your question is specifically. But we'll talk about it on the other side. I'm talking about real Christians. Certainly the establishment Christians are telling us George Bush is basically the second coming.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass.